KPDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. The House this weekend passing a foreign aid bill that supports Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan.
The long-stalled foreign aid legislation finally made its way to a vote on Saturday. The House passing a massive $95 billion foreign aid package. Now that the bills have passed in the House, the Senate will begin consideration of this foreign aid package on Tuesday. Allison Kosick, ABC News, New York.
A tragic car crash in Monroe County, Michigan has left two children dead and one person in custody. Police arrested the 66-year-old driver on suspicion of operating a vehicle while intoxicated, causing death. The threat of severe thunderstorms forcing former President Trump to cancel a Saturday night rally in North Carolina. Trump promising he'll be back soon, but sooner than that, he'll be back in a New York City courtroom as opening statements begin in his criminal hush money trial on Monday. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Most political boundaries tied to the 2020 census have been in place for a while, but as Mike Moan reports, a national project on map fairness for indigenous populations is still working for changes.
When states did their redistricting a few years ago, the Native American Rights Fund launched its Fair Districting in Indian County effort. It provides resources and legal representation to tribal communities worried about newly drawn districts that could suppress their voting power. NARF staff attorney Michael Carter says there's been a lot of activity.
Just from this redistricting cycle alone, tribes have stepped up and decided that what the state and county governments are doing is not right.
He points to several cases with various levels of success, including two high-profile ones from North Dakota. One resulted in a new legislative map for the 2024 election. Carter says a section of the Voting Rights Act is often at the center of these cases, with tribal advocates arguing some state and local governments aren't honoring language that prohibits voter discrimination. He says there's a separate movement out there trying to reverse the progress.
The national implications are there just from the attention it's getting from all the other states that are filing these briefs in the appeals courts seeking to undo the wins that Native voters got in the lower courts.
A group of Republican attorneys general contends that private groups and individuals don't have the right to file lawsuits under Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act. But Carter says there's a separate provision that does provide that opportunity. NARF and its partner organization notes their movement has ushered in a new generation of Native American lawyers to fight for civil rights in the years to come. This is Mike Moan for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Brewers win again in St. Louis. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee with 18 hits against the Cardinals yesterday. Home runs for Bryce Terang, Reese Hoskins, Jackson Churio, Valley Sports Wisconsin.
Now Churio tries right field. Walker back again. That's gone! Back to back go the Brewers. Jackson Churio hits number four on a 1-2 pitch. Churio goes the other way.
They have definitely figured out something.
The Brewers with a 12-5 win over the Cardinals. Reese Hoskins.
You know, I think we wanted to come out and try to punch first. William getting us going, getting a guy on. You know, the hitters to get pitches in the middle of the zone is pressure on the base pass. So let's say pressure on the base pass gets the hitters good pitches, and we didn't miss today.
NBA, the Bucks held practices preparing to host the Pacers. Game one of their playoff series begins tonight.
I thought it was a good week. Great preparation. Thought we got some decent conditioning in. Yeah, I thought it was a good week.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A freezing start, but the afternoon looking a little nicer. Upper 50s and sunny skies, a northwest breeze. Tonight, mostly clear skies, mid-30s. Our winds turning to the southwest. We'll see frosty conditions early Monday, increasing clouds, and highs in the mid-60s. It's 33 at our studios.
Spring is in the air. Hope springs eternal. Spring fever, baby.
What are you doing?
This is radio. We like cliches to hammer home a point.
Funny you mention home. Did you know spring is the best time to find a new home?
Time to spring into action.
Or just be smart and contact the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Listings are updated every 15 minutes, rapid response, going above the ordinary, and getting you what you want. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. That's no cliche.
I'm no spring chicken, so I'll check out movetomadison.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a couple quick tips about how to save on gas. Now, our warm-up tip is that modern cars don't actually need to warm up. Now, I remember feeling pretty smart when I let my 73 Buick Regal run for about 10 minutes before I would head out in the morning. Truth is, if your car was built in the last 30 years, the engine does not need more than 30 seconds to fully warm up. The rest of that time is just you burning money. My main tip today, though, is this. Don't spring for the premium gas. Unless your car specifically calls for high octane gas, and there will be a note by the gas tank if it does, it's probably just a waste of your money. Now, you might need the 90 to go from Janesville to Madison, but you don't need it in your tank. Putting anything higher than 87 octane in your car is just pouring money down the drain. Get the cheaper stuff. You can feel good about your wallet and your engine. This has been your Work Money Minute. Go to workmoney.org for more tips on how to save. Take good care.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
AM 1400 WRJN.
Music of the Stars is on the air. The music of Mancini.
We have more.
Okay.
The nominees for original song and score and adaptation are
the 1983 Oscar.
Annie.
Adapted score by Ralph Burns.
One from the Heart.
Song score by Tom Waits.
Victor Victoria.
Song score by Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricus, adapted by Henry Mancini.
And the winner is Henry Mancini and Leslie Bricus for Victor Victoria.
1983. Placido Domingo, Cher Bono. Doing the honors to announce, and here comes Hank Mancini.
It's been a while. Feels the same, though. Thank you, Academy, and special thanks to Jenny and my lovely family, and special, special thanks for the beautiful 25 years between Peter Gunn and Victor Victoria to Blake Edwards.
Won't we, my dear? We'll all such a fuss. Wandering free, we present the kind of picture people are glad to see.
May I have this dance?
Oh, I'd be delighted.
Robert Preston and Julie Andrews.
Now here is the distinguished composer Henry Mancini. The Academy Award winner has written such hits as The Days of Wine and Roses, Moon River, Two for the Road, so many of them. He now plays one of his first big musical hits, Peter Gunn. But first let's...
Ed Sullivan, I'm looking at the screen here. He had sideburns that day. That song has lyrics. Sarah Vaughan, the music of the star.
Every night your line is busy. All that buzzing makes me dizzy. Couldn't count on all my fingers. All the dates you had with swingers. Street going your way.
music of the stars. Music from Peter Gunn. There's a story there. Hank Mancini worked for Universal Studios. His job? Writing for the horror movies and sci-fi in the 50s. Finally, one day, they said, we're coming up with a TV series called Peter Gunn. It's all about a detective and his girlfriend in a nightclub called Mother's. You want to do the songs? You're good. And he said something like, do I? Got the job, and then now he's in the spotlight. Music from Peter Gunn, Dreamsville. Had lyrics too.
Morning, everyone.
Lola Albright played Edie Hart, Peter Gunn's girlfriend. Go ahead, mix a martini.
Alone with love in dreams. just too marvelous, too marvelous for words. Like glorious, glamorous, and that
good evening. Do you have a good table, Mother? I think I can find something real nice for you. Right down by the bandstand.
Good. Come on.
This way.
Tell enough. I mean, they just aren't swell enough. You're much too much and just too very, very.
Come on, honey, relax. Try to enjoy yourself.
Webster's Dictionary.
Hello, Dave.
So I'm borrowing a love.
Honey, I'd like you to meet Dave and Paula Sweetser.
Name's Peter Gunn.
Aren't you going to buy us a drink, Dave?
Some other time. We were just leaving.
Oh, well, it's show business.
Come on. Old friend?
Yeah, he owns the Carney. We've known each other a long time. But he's not important.
I'm just getting started.
Oh, you know Mr. Gunn?
Mr. Gunn? How do you do, Mr. Gunn? You look like the type who would be especially interested in my next number. It's called You Look Lovely in a Plaster Cast Blues.
Well, I don't usually go for special material. I sort of like the old standards, like, You'll Never Believe Me.
I don't think I know it. Excuse me.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Our next guest is the kid who gave me my first concert date. In 1962, just after Peter Gunn and Moon River, he hired me to appear with him at the Seattle World's Fair Opera House. We've worked a lot together since, and recently recorded an album of movie songs called The Hollywood Musicals for Columbia Records. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Mathis.
Two of my favorite Mancini songs come from movies directed by Stanley Donen, and both of them star Audrey Hepburn, one of Henry's favorites. Two for the Road, with Hepburn and Albert Finney, charts the ups and downs of a marriage with a remarkable wit and style. Charade, with Cary Grant, is a sophisticated comedy thriller beautifully filmed in Paris. Each movie inspired Henry to write a lovely ballad.
The Stars, a salute to Hank Mancini on his centennial. Mancini conducts Johnny Mathis.
If you're feeling fancy free, come wander through the world with me, and any place we chance to be. Memories, selecting soup.
1987. That song did not win. It was nominated. Charade. As for pictures of 1962, let's see. Days of Wine and Roses won. Also Mancini. Johnny Mercer did the lyrics. Also, there was a song, believe it or not, in Mutiny on the Bounty called Follow Me. Bronislaw Caper and Paul Francis Webster. And Webster also did the lyrics for Tender as the Night. Sammy Fain. Second Chance, Andre Previn. Look at these composers and lyricists from 1962 and thereabouts. Walk on the Wild Side, Elmer Bernstein, Mac David. And Jackie Gleason's Jimmy Van Heusen tune, Call Me Irresponsible. I played that earlier. And then Charade. And that lost, but Hank won. And here is Craig Stevens. He was Peter Gunn.
We grew up in outside of Kansas City, Liberty.
I was born in Liberty, but moved there. Hank, when I was about a year and a half old. I went to school in Kansas City and then went to the University of Kansas.
Uh-huh. But your father, school teacher.
Yeah, he was an assistant in the Kansas City school system for 46 years, I believe it was, yes.
What happened? 20th century or Paramount talent scout? saw Craig Stevens one day on stage at the university, or what happened? How did you?
That's right. I was doing Sandy Tyrrell in Hay Fever. I met Noel Coward years later. I said, Mr. Coward, you won't believe this. One of the first plays I ever did. He says, don't tell me you played Sandy Tyrrell. And that was the role that I started in. I'd taken a course in public speaking at the University of Kansas City. Because I was a very shy kid, and we didn't get up in class and answer yes to my name. So my father, who was again a teacher, said, you've got to do something about this. And I wound up with this fella, and he was a dramatic coach. And I wound up doing 7 plays for him. And a talent scout saw me, Oliver Hinsdale from Paramount, and I came here and made a screen test. It changed my whole life. I was studying dentistry.
Right. But those days, talent scouts were used to go all over the Midwest.
Oh, yes, they really search for
They really search out universities, didn't they? And they still do sometimes, maybe. But listen, getting back, Paramount came to Paramount.
Yes.
Signed you up.
Yes.
But something happened at Paramount. What happened?
What happened to me there?
Yeah, so you decided to go back.
I was 19 years old, and Mr. Hinsdale, who was the talent scout or coach there, not scout, was a marvelous man, and he called me into his office one day. I'd been there about 4 months. He said, Craig, are you terribly serious about acting? I said, yes, sir, I think I am. He said, well, I knew you were studying dentistry and that you hadn't finished. You might want to go back to school. But he said, I think you have a tremendous potential. But he said, my advice to you would be to go back and work in the theater. If you stay here, you'll get a little bit part here or that, but you won't learn your craft like you have started to learn it in the theater. I would go back and work in it. I listened to him. Now, why I did, because young people don't normally do that, you know. And I went back and worked in the Orpheum Stock Company in Kansas City.
In Kansas.
The Pasadena Playhouse. I got a tour on the West Coast of a touring company. And a talent scout saw me. This was about 3 years later at Warner Brothers, and I got a contract there.
Was the late Craig Stevens. Peter Gunn. Music of Mancini. We'll be right back. the German orchestra. They're great, aren't they? I don't have the full name. I think the director, Nick Rain, yeah. Hey, and the music of the stars on there. The Pink Panther. Peter Sellers. One of my favorite scenes.
Doug?
Good day.
My name is Professor Guy Gadbois, medieval castle authority from Marseille. Tell me, do you have a rim?
I do not know what a rim is.
Zimmer.
Rome.
That is what I have been saying, you idiot. Rome. Zimmer. Does your dear go bad?
No.
Nice dear again. I thought you said your dog did not bite.
That is not my dog.
Stars. The music of Mancini on a centennial birthday. Thanks for being here. Thank you. from the movies. That's what we remember. Hank Mancini from, this is from Life in a Looking Glass.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. That's life that you see, and you'll know who you are, and be glad you're you. In a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, hey, that just can't be me. You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Believe me, though, in time, fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart, you'll agree. That's life that you see. And you'll know who you are. And be glad you're you. Glad you're you.
I've seen that face before, that face in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo, the lad who used to sigh? Who's that middle-aged Lothario with the twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today?
It is marvelous to be part of a tribute to Hank. And over the years that we've known each other, he's never lost his sense of wonder and delight, nor his terrific sense of humor. And for me, half the fun of working with Hank is listening to one of his songs over the telephone when it's a work in progress. Wherever I am, he calls up and he says, "Hey, Jules, got a minute?" And I get a world premiere. In fact, my husband actually proposed to me over the telephone after he played me a Mancini song. No one can top Hank when it comes to writing music that captures character. At the end of our movie, That's Life, there's a Mancini song that manages to sum up the entire film. The perfect person was chosen to perform it. No one could sing it better. Tony Bennett.
Yeah, give me one of the keys. Just give me the keys. I'll turn off the bass lines.
Julie Andrews and the music of the stars. The music of Hank Mancini. On a centennial. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you look at your life in a looking glass, you may see some things you don't want to see. You may see the day your youth slipped away, and you'll say, "Hey, that just can't be me." You can learn about life in a looking glass. Maybe learn some things you never dreamed you'd know. Leave me though, in time fate will show that the looking glass is true. And in your heart you'll agree, that's life that you see, and you'll know who you are, and be glad you're you.
Pictures is proud to announce a collaboration of extraordinary talent in a bittersweet comedy about the frailty of the human condition.
It all started this morning. The minute I got in the car, I should have known the damn thing brand new sounds like it's making coffee.
I know we have our problems. You hate birthdays and you hate getting old and all of that. But honestly, Harvey, I think you feel you've got some kind of priority on this, Felix.
There's absolutely nothing wrong with you physically whatsoever. That's why I think you should see a psychiatrist.
God, I haven't been to confession father for 36 years. My senior year at Notre Dame, and I only did it then because of my roommate. Only Tony Baragone. I haven't seen him since we had a fight about a girl. I can't even remember her name.
Elena Montefusco.
Tony?
Why don't you just let me move in with you?
Gil, I'm in love with your husband.
I am too, Larry.
Oh, good. I'll see you at the party Sunday, and I'll bring my pajamas.
When the funniest things make you cry, but the absurdity of it all keeps you laughing, that's life.
I'll have a bowl of vodka, please.
I've seen that face before, that face that I see in the mirror. I know that face, I've seen that face before. I knew that dopey guy when he didn't know how to tie his tie. He stood right there and he had hair galore. The man in the looking glass, who can he be? The man in the looking glass, can he possibly be me? Where's our young Romeo?
to sigh. Who's the middle-aged Lothario with a twinkle in his eye? He seems so much wiser now, less lonely, but then could be he's only pretending again. Man in the looking glass, smiling away. How's your sacroiliac today? Where's your first love affair? That tragedy d'amour, the true love you thought would be the end of you for sure. Man in the looking glass, have no regrets. The man looking glass and a smile.
The music of the stars. Henry Mancini. Stand by for Columbia Broadcasting System news. A look at weather. Oh, weather. And more of Mancini. Music of the stars until high noon and all over the world at civicmedia.us. Be right back.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.